This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
It's great to see you all here. And what we're endeavoring to do today is to give you some insights into what we do in the Cancer Center and how we're trying to tackle cancer in many different forms. Later on, we'll show you our plans for our new Precision Cancer Medicine building. But what I want to focus on at the beginning are just three examples of things that we've done within the last year or so, new programs that we've created to really challenge cancer in a really comprehensive and multidisciplinary way. So we can, there's the Precision Cancer Medicine building, and we go to the next slide. So this is the impact grant award scheme and the people that got to the final. So let me tell you about this. And I was having a conversation with somebody outside about often science actually is quite conservative. It's difficult to do radically different things because people go, you know what, that won't work probably. And oh no, we should do the safe thing. We shouldn't take risk. And what I wanted to do was to encourage risk taking. You might fail, but if you succeed, there's a big reward. And how can then we get people to free up their minds to be less conservative and more dynamic in their thinking? So what we did was create a procedure that simply was a two-page application where you said how what you're going to do would impact on cancer. And so it's a very simple application process, and we charge people to be very bold in their thinking. And we also did another very different thing. We took the name of the applicant off the application. And we also said, anyone at UCSF can apply. I don't care whether you're a Nobel Prize winner or a postdoc working in the lab or the guy who staffs the desk outside. If you've got a good idea, I want to hear it. And we reviewed it on that basis and selected these finalists here. And they all got to pitch for 5 minutes to a committee of experts. And that committee was charged by me with taking big risks. And what we came out with was some extraordinary ideas. And the two winners were Stephen Francis, who had an idea on looking for the influence of a virus on childhood leukemia in a really innovative way. And he was a postdoc in a lab. And then the other one is Eleni Linos, who's here, who came up with a brilliant idea on using Facebook to influence people on not using tanning bed salons. We know there's a huge melanoma risk coming down the line from excessive tanning salon usage. So what she did was to use Facebook to alert people to the dangers of tanning bed salon usage, and is now doing a trial of 1 million people or so to see whether it's effective. And that's just really the kind of radical idea that we really thought could make a massive impact. And it would never have got funded in 1 million years through a conventional kind of approach. So we want to do more of this. I should say that this was only made possible by a generous donation from Kathy Kimball to make it happen. Because one can't use NIH funds to do this kind of risky, high risk, high reward work. So the next thing I want to talk about is our involvement in the Parker Institute for Cancer Immunotherapy. Again, this is a different way of working. Sean Parker, many of you will be familiar with as the originator of Napster and the first CEO of Facebook. He had an idea of bringing together six famous universities in North America, including UCSF, universities that never had worked together at a strategic level. And what he said was, well, you know, I was involved in Spotify. If I can get the record companies to work together, I can get you lot. And it actually said it took 3 years longer than it took with Spotify. But he made it work, and we're a participant, and Jeff Bluestone, one of our investigators, is CEO of that institute. So we have now an integrated program on cancer immunotherapy, which, as many of you know, is really the kind of leading edge of new approaches to treating cancer. We've got a session on that later on. And so it's another way of thinking radically about how to attack this problem from a different angle. And the final thing I want to talk about is something that's taken us took us nearly 2 years to get moving, It started with just a notion and a conversation between Bob Hyatt and myself about what would happen if we gathered everybody together in a cooperative way and came up with a strategic plan for the whole of the city of San Francisco to tackle cancer, particularly to tackle inequalities and inequities in incidence and health access. So the reason that it's a crazy idea is, you know, lots of people early on said, what? You'll never do that, that's for sure. And we actually launched this thing. It's a collaboration between the Department of Public Health. Tomas Aragon here is one of our speakers this afternoon, who's a UCSF faculty and works at the Department of Public Health. He was integral in making this work as a partnership. And also, almost 20 community organizations who are participating in this, including service providers such as Kaiser. So really, I think in terms of cities in North America, this is the first time this has been attempted. How can one move the needle in a strategic way by working together and cooperating? And actually, on Tuesday, we saw perhaps the first fruits of that. So there was the announcement of the banning within the city of San Francisco of flavored tobacco products and menthol cigarettes, which by and large are aimed at children. So they want children to start smoking by flavoring the cigarettes. What a horrific thing that is. So San Francisco has decided to ban such products. In announcing it, Supervisor Cohen said that SFCAN had really helped in getting this gets moving because we're working in a concerted way, and it looks like Oakland is going to follow suit. So I believe that this program could be incredibly helpful. It's not telling these groups what to do, it's helping them act in a concerted fashion and acting as a coordinating group. So I do have really great hopes for this. And now we're going to, in a moment, we're going to show a video to explain SFCAN a little more. But after that, we'll be breaking up into groups, and I think you probably all know where you're going to, hopefully, but if you don't, there'll be people wandering around helping you navigate. But we'll now play the video. Thanks for your attention.
Cancer strikes nearly 4,000 San Francisco residents and kills nearly 1,400 each year. In our city, cancer takes more lives than any other disease, including heart disease.
All of us are personally touched by cancer.
This year, I have 9 friends who have passed from cancer. This is an outrageous epidemic that we have to stop.
My brother was 30. He had just completed his first full Ironman. When they found it, it was pretty far along, and it had taken over most of his liver. And I just keep thinking, you know, what if there are more conversations? What if SFCAN were there to help to connect the dots?
Welcome to SFCAN, a public-private initiative with the goal of reducing deaths from cancer, as well as the disease's other debilitating effects on the people of San Francisco.
SFCAN is a hugely ambitious initiative that is a tripartite partnership between the city of San Francisco, its communities, and UCSF as the research partner.
To have all three working at their highest levels with this kind of commitment and this bold commitment is an incredible reflection of what San Francisco really truly is all about.
Conceived and supported by UCSF, SFCAN will address the most common cancers in San Francisco. These cancers, prostate, breast, colon, liver, and those caused by tobacco, can be reduced by known interventions or better screening. Since the majority of these cancers disproportionately affect racial and ethnic minorities, as well as the poor and the homeless, a primary focus of SFCAN will be reducing inequities in prevention, screening rates, access to quality healthcare, and overall outcomes.
People in communities have been not treated in an equitable fashion, especially people of color. We've been the last to be diagnosed and the first to die. And this effort is an important effort to stop that.
To make the biggest impact, approaches must be tailored to the needs of different communities. Efforts underway include raising awareness about prostate cancer through partnerships with African American churches, establishing a phone line for people with hepatitis B, a risk factor for liver cancer in the Asian community, and social media and radio campaigns to reduce smoking by young people.
This is the first time that a region has taken on all the major cancers and cancer disparities. It's absolutely thrilling.
San Francisco is a great place to to do something like this because it's a progressive city, a can-do city, and a place where entrepreneurship and collaboration is already part of the DNA.
San Francisco effectively becomes a living laboratory where we figure things out, how to help people improve their own health in terms of cancer, and then we can teach others how to do it.
SFCAN's partners include the City and County of San Francisco, its Department of Public Health, and numerous healthcare and advocacy groups throughout the city. These organizations and ones that join in the future will leverage their existing knowledge to reduce cancer and create a new model for public health in San Francisco.
I think the success of a program really depends on its people, and I think you have a lot of passionate people in this.
By defining the problems, we can find solutions. By leading the way, we can make a difference. By working together, we can save lives.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.